It's Tuesday, the 2nd of June. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. The top story of the day, taxpayers are to stump up billions more to fuel an SAA takeoff. That's according to news agencies, which have seen a draft rescue plan. The plan contains about 4.6 billion rand of new bailouts as part of a restructuring aimed at saving the airline from collapse, reports Reuters. And Bloomberg reports that the government has provisionally agreed to allocate at least 21 billion rand to the country's embattled national airline to help repay debt and resume operations after the lifting of COVID-19 travel bans. The proposed package includes about 17 billion rand that will go toward repaying South African Airways creditors. As much as 2 billion will go towards retrenchments, and a further 2 billion will be provided for working capital. SAA entered business rescue, a local form of bankruptcy protection, in December after almost a decade of financial losses, with its fortunes deteriorating when the COVID-19 pandemic forced it to halt all commercial flights in March. The government said in April that it would not provide further funding, but the draft rescue plan drawn up by the administrators and made public by the Democratic Alliance says that the government has agreed to fund the restructuring. Department of Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga has apologized for delaying her address to the public, as well as her late postponement of the return to schools of students from the 1st of June until the 8th of June, reports mybroadband.co.za. Motshekga said that following the presentation of three reports which showed that schools were not ready to reopen, she spent Sunday consulting with key stakeholders. She also said she's visited several schools and that while some schools are ready, others are not. We were not all at the same level, she said. A meeting will be held on Thursday to assess the state of readiness, and the department hopes that schools will return on the 8th of June. South Africa's stock market rally may soon fizzle. That's according to analysts interviewed by Bloomberg. The FTSE JSE Africa All Share Index rose as much as 2.5% on Monday after a change in the national disease alert level allowed most people to return to work for the first time since the lockdown was instituted on March the 27th. The gauge has rallied 35% since hitting a 7-year low on March the 19th. But as Michelle Santagello, a money manager at Independent Securities in Johannesburg, cautions, the domestic economy is in deep trouble and the government has limited ability to assist. She says it will likely take a few years before SA Inc. companies see a normalization of their businesses, and she's therefore not optimistic about the stocks for the remainder of 2020. Sasol was the best performer of the day on Monday, gaining about 12% by the end of the trading session on the JSE. This follows news that a shortage of diesel fuel in South Africa will ease up in a few weeks. Sasol and Total shut the Natref refinery in April after the government restricted economic activity to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Natref will reopen in mid-June, and the Cape Town refinery in July, according to the South African Petroleum Industry Association. President Cyril Ramaphosa has congratulated South African citizen and global technology pioneer Elon Musk for his company's historic SpaceX flight. He said, "In the midst of our struggle against COVID-19, Elon Musk has made us proud as a country and as a continent." The Dragon's successful flight to the International Space Station speaks of the ability of a resilient, industrious, fearless, and visionary individual to harness talent and material resources to open new frontiers of hope, adventure, and opportunity for generations into the future. President Ramaphosa said, "It is most appropriate that we have been given this hope and excitement at a time when insecurity and uncertainty defines the human condition in many parts of the world. This was the first time in history that a private sector entity launched astronauts for NASA, which is an entity of the United States government." And finally, a look at how the rand has been trading. Late on Monday, 17 rand and 41 cents was trading for one US greenback, 21 rand and 70 cents was trading for one British pound, and 19 rand and 36 cents would get you 1 euro. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.